Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez DeShay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the lady? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
Welcome, 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 people. Welcome to Woo! It's Wednesday on the one and only most interactive, most entertaining, most exciting radio station and show on the airwaves, period. We're on newbeatradio.com and the LLBP radio show. I am your host with the motion. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Motherfucking J the Diva. Best believer. And we have in studio, running the board for me over there, yours truly, the owner and the hypest DJ in the city, DJ Mo Hype. Y'all know who he is. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Take time to pass the word, NWNUUBEAT radio.com. If you'd like to call in and talk to the host, we're at 317-288-7454. Again, that's 317-288-7454. Also, if you can't get through that line, we have an additional number for those that are national, 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. I want to wish everybody a happy belated Merry Christmas. The new holidays coming up, you know. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. Got the gifts you wanted, gave the gifts that you should have, would have, and could have. But I hope that those who celebrate Christmas understand the reason for the season. Happy Merry Christmas to you. And to those who celebrate Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa. What's the Jewish thing? Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to all those too. But yeah, to those that are suffering at this time, going to losses, someone you lost, a loved one in the struggle, we praying for you. And for those who are incarcerated or have to keep your head up, it ain't forever. All right, but anyway, we did have a guest for this evening, but unfortunately, her commute from work to here would not let her make it. So I'm sorry, people, that my guest didn't make it. However, the show will go on. So, if you want to be a part, again, all you got to do is dial a number. These lights are wearing me out. I'm sorry, people, but they have the studio on hyperlight, and I don't need, I'm a blind mamma jamma, but I don't need all that kind of light. Only light I need is the one in my face, not the one behind my back. Right? So, anywho, how are you? How was your day? How's things going for you? I hope you are blessed. And by the way, we are on Facebook Live on my thing. So, caring is sharing. Please take time out and show up. It don't take a second to hit the share button. And we can do it. But at any rate, yes. I've been gone for a little while. Been sick, actually. But, and I actually kind of not feeling well today. I must be honest. Honesty is the best policy. I learned that the hard way. But I really actually will be going to the hospital tomorrow. My illness is taking over, so I have to go back in and get myself together, you know. And by the way, folks, we need to take better care of ourselves. And that's what I want to talk about for just a little while. I'm sorry I'm having issues. And feel free to leave, if you're on the Facebook, feel free to leave comments. I will answer them. I will speak to them or read them out loud if needed to be. And to those who are listening on Newbie, feel free to call in at 317-288-7454. Again, that's 317-288-7454. To those who are national, we are on 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. And you can talk to me live, all right? But, yeah, I just want to talk about something that money can't buy. A lot of y'all, we always think about the things that you can purchase. They always say, money rule the world. Money is this. Money is that. Money can buy you happiness. Somebody told me that the other day. Money can buy you happiness. Sad person. Sad mind. I feel like this here. And this is my opinion. You don't buy happiness. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. You can't buy it. Your damn show can't buy it. But what you can do is strive to achieve it. A lot of times, we are so busy chasing the bag that we forget that life is bigger than the bag. Sometimes, you need to focus on something called life. Something that money can't buy. Show me. I'm going to go down a list of a couple of things money can't buy. Damn. Now, before y'all jump on the wagon and say, shit, me, Magic Johnson bought his way out of AIDS. That's a cute story. but you can't buy your health. You know, I've seen a many of people with good health and bad. I mean, with money and pitchfork. That's why I say it this way. I've seen some of the brokest people. I came from the hood, from the PJs, all that. And I've seen some of the brokest people live forever. Alcoholics, those things, they showing up at the ones who got good homes. There used to be my dude. There used to be my. There used to, you know what I mean? But you can't buy health. You can't buy certain shit. Money can't buy you everything. It's a good story. It's a cute story, matter of fact. But it's impossible. You know? And if that's all that's on your mind, then you probably need to move on. See, I was born with an illness that I wasn't even made aware of till later on. And I have it the rest of my life. Can't buy my way out of it. That's why I'll be at the hospital tomorrow. That's why I missed some shows. Because I can't buy my health back. You can buy insurance, but you can't buy your health. So if that be the case, black folks, white folks, Mexicans, whoever you are, excuse me if I'm a little blunt with my what, but if that be the damn case, why don't we take better care of ourselves? We go out late and buy wigs and $300 sew-ins, you know, outfits, $500 red bottoms, excuse me, $1,000+ red bottoms. But we won't buy insurance to take care of ourselves. How good you going to look in that casket? Do you know? Hell no, you ain't going to know because you ain't going to see nothing. You can't buy it. I want to give a shout out to Camille Gray. Rest in peace, pretty girl. You never know when it's your day to go. And a lot of times, I'll give you a prime example. My mother passed away a few years ago. She didn't go to the hospital. Get good insurance, but hate doctors. It's religious purpose. Don't get it messed up. The Lord will heal her. But when it got down to the point where the pain was beyond, she went to the hospital. Guess what the doctor told my mother? The doctor told mom, you got 3 to 6 months to live. Get your house in order. She died in 6 weeks. No matter how, and she just recently, not long retired. With all the 401k and all the money she saved and all this other stuff, he didn't save her. You can't buy health. We got to take care of self. Self-preservation is the first rule of nature. Yet, we'll put ourselves in the back to drive a cute car. We'll put ourselves in the back to have the new pair of J's. Come on now, act like you hear me. We'll put ourselves in the back to drive that cute car. You know the one you can't afford and gonna get repoed at the tax time. Don't shoot the messenger. Can't buy happiness. Happiness is achieved within oneself. What you can't buy. You can't damn show by love. A lot of people think that you can buy a partner. It used to be the men. You know, back in the day, they had, you know, the men had to have a good job. You know, back in my day, and yeah, I was here with the dinosaurs, and my social security number might be 3. Say what you want. But the real men got real jobs. And they would go get them flourishers or them, you know, go iron their Levi's and whatever. But they had to peacock and show that they would be a good partner. But now, they don't got to put in no more work. They don't got to put in work. Know why? Because the women is doing it. The women are doing it. They're putting in the work. They're taking care of men. That's a new fad. That's that new jet BS. I ain't with it, and I don't like it. That makes the cat chase the dog. The dog is supposed to chase the cat, not the cat chase the dog. Cats, why are y'all chasing dogs anyway? Why are you chasing a dog anyway? Have you ever watched Tom and Jerry? Name one thing. Said the cat chase the dog. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. But ladies, we so busy trying to buy happiness. We giving away our tax checks. We giving our vehicles up so that they can drop you off at work. Go see sister such and such in your life while you hustling to pay the rent. You humping to pay rent. He humping because he want to. Figure that out. But we up here buying these men now. We don't even try hard, you know. And I don't know which one of y'all help us did it, but somebody messed the game up and told them that you need to buy. I mean, you need to take care of your man, support your man. In my day, men took care of their women. If he had to get 2 jobs, then damn it, get 2 jobs or a job and a hustle. But family was first. Now, Jordan's is first. Drugs is first. Clubbing is first. Everything but what's supposed to be in motion is in motion, except the right thing. Why is it that we think that if I just take care of my man, if I go on and move him in and get him on his feet, that he going to still want me? Ladies, let me tell you something about that. I know I digress and change the story and change my plot a lot. But let me tell you something. These men are nickel slick. If you got to put your man together, let me help you out. Save yourself some time and get you a Build-A-Bear. Get you a Build-A-Bear, it's cheaper. You can't build a man. K. Michelle said, can't make a, can't change a man, make a man. Matter of fact, you can't do neither one. Can't do either one. A man gonna be a man is a funny topic. Because a man is, you're right, a man will be a man. If you allow a man to be a man. But if your man can't be a man, that's not your man. Plain and simple. That's just not your man. So, we can't keep buying these men. Ladies, if a man wants you, he going to try and do right by you. He going to jump through hoop for you. If you're having to do all the work, shouldn't you be there? Shouldn't he wear a pampers? I mean, Penny? Yeah, that way. If what I'm saying, you feel it, if what I'm saying, you understand it, if what I'm saying, you've dealt with, please comment on Facebook Messenger, call in our own new beat, that's NWNUUBEATradio.com, or at 760-542-4327. Matter of fact, 317-288-7454 number works as well. But we have to understand that things aren't, you can't just purchase love. You can't just purchase a lot of things. You can rent apartments. You can rent temporary housing, but what you keep is love. You can't buy love. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy health. Stepping, yeah, and I said stepping, not accept, stepping. Stepanology, if you will. Stepping, those are some of the three things that we try to purchase the most. Why is it the things that you can't buy are the things we strive to purchase the most? Sometimes you have to, you got to just go ahead and understand the rules of the game. Game go like this here. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the work. A lot of times, folks think life supposed to come easy. Now, ain't nothing easy, ain't nothing free. Matter of fact, freedom ain't even free. Yet, we insist on trying. People, I just joined in on the page, one of my friends. Dave Nelson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you today?
I'm doing pretty damn good. So tell me, Mr. Nelson, has a woman ever tried to buy your love? No lie.
Oh, yeah. I had an OG, though. It was an OG.
One
of
the young kids was OG. Oh, so you had a sugar mama. You had old, what? I'm a Pamper, but you had old cooler or something. You had cooler? You was the cooler club? So you like the cougar. Lady, y'all seen my screen. You do cougars. Just saying, lady. Just saying. In case y'all need enough. So, but I mean, real life, was that cool with you? That she spent money on you? Or did it make you feel less of a man? Or did you feel like you needed the help? Or she was trying to buy you? How did that feel when she was doing all that?
Man, I wasn't really feeling it because, you know, I'm straight like 6 o'clock.
I know that's right.
When she was doing that, I was just like, well, I mean, straight, if I want something, I'll buy it myself. You know what I'm saying? I was just, they didn't make me feel less. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do it. That's what you want to do to your thing. But I'm straight, because I ain't going to be able to do that.
So do you believe in doing for your woman, or you feel like it's a 50-50 across the table?
I was raised with my grandma, so I definitely believe in doing for my woman all the time.
Now that's wonderful. No, because a lot of men feel like, you know, the game doesn't change. The game changed. It used to be the men had to go get the nice car, you know, do all this, that, and the third. Now you ain't got to do nothing. Why is that?
Like I said, it's changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they look like they're trying to push the agenda now for the males to be females and the females to be males. So, since you see that's going on, they think it's okay for it to be, you know. I tell people all the time, just be you, you know what I'm saying? If somebody don't like you, you said earlier. If you don't like somebody, don't like to be you, then, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That probably ain't the person to hang out with or be with at that time. Don't get mad at that person, though.
Right. It is what it is. That way. Real life. But I feel, I understand. Now you get hand claps and everything behind that. shout out, lovely Stacy. But, you know, like I was, my thing is, it just seems like the world is going on the wrong page. And we are. As a people, we going on the wrong page. We focus on the frivolous, trivial shit instead of focusing on real life situations. Like I was just speaking on the three things that off the top of my head, that money can't buy. You can't buy love, you can't buy your health, and your damn sure can't buy happiness. Now I say you can rent all that shit. You can't rent love. You can rent a partner. Can't rent love. You can rent a fool. You can rent somebody to trick you. You can rent a stripper. You can rent, you know what I mean? They got them dating services. That page is gone, but they got some new bitches. But, yeah. I'm just saying what God love. That's the truth, Ruth. Huh? Yeah. But, yeah, those are the things that are essential in life. Because, like I say all the time, I got more years behind me than I do in front of me. So I'm trying to get my mind right. I done did all my little fun and everything, but the older I get and the more I see people dying, people so unhappy. This was a lot of people were like, my last show I talked about, it don't feel like Christmas this year. It just,
I agree.
You know, I'm saying, this year, 2018, did not feel like Christmas. Between the dead bodies, them starting the Christmas shopping at Halloween, you know what I mean? It was just, the world is going crazy. People dying like flies. So, you know, it makes for the mood to just shift. Something ain't right.
Okay,
I just don't feel like that feeling. Yeah, shake it, brush your shoulders off, get up off of. I don't know what that negativity is, but fall up off of me, go. You know, real life, gotta go. But it's like, you know, I don't want, because I'm like, New Year's will be here a couple of days. I ain't feeling that shit, man. I mean, yay, 2019. Everybody's gonna make these fake-ass resolutions and shit. You know? I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna lie to myself, a lot of y'all asses me. How many people done made a resolution and stuck to just one? Don't worry, I wait.
What it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to go back when you was young. You know, when you were young, they tell you, listen, you can be anything you want to. And that's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
They ain't going to tell you that. Oh, yeah, when you get older, you're going to be on your own. You want to pay the bill. Oh, when you get older, you're going to go through stuff. You ain't going to have enough money. Oh, you get older, you see that car that you think everybody else got? You probably don't get that car because you got to go through some trials and tribulations to get to that.
Right.
That's what we did. I'm going to be honest. That's exactly what we did.
You know, you're right. You tapped into a whole nother situation. It's the education or the lack thereof. I'll call ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing. But here's the thing. What they say in the loud, ignorance is something, ain't no excuse. You just because you say, I didn't know I couldn't do that, don't mean the police gonna be like, oh, I didn't know, you didn't know you couldn't smoke weed in the car? Oh, okay, well, let me let you go. You can't. It don't fucking happen. It don't. They're not gonna excuse you because you said, I don't know.
Right.
So what we need to do is start making people know. We need to educate our children, educate our neighbors, educate the church, educate anybody who can that can deliver a message and let somebody else know. See, when I grew up in the BJ's people, and I talk about my projects all the time, shout out the pun. There you go. And so, but yeah, when I grew up in the BJ's, what the hell is we talking about a mortgage for? Ain't no mortgages. Most people in that situation don't got a bank account. They're not worried about things like 401k. Can't afford health insurance. Damn near the whole situation on Medicaid. So at least they had that. Government issue. Government issue. But nonetheless. When they was born, they was a bill. When they died, they a bill. They need to name the motherfucker Bill. Because that's all you are. I'm just telling you what God loves. You know, you born like me, born in public housing, walked across the street from the hospital. Didn't even need the public transportation, but I rode public transportation, went to public school, and off the government cheese and government food stamps, all that shit. Public in the motherfucker. We were so worried about surviving and eating. Then nobody tried to tell us about how to open a bank account, about mortgages, about credit, or independence of debt.
Right.
We go, oh, it's so many, and I'm included. I'm one, two. I ain't going to knock nobody. Don't judge me. Pray for all of us, okay? Because it's millions of us who've done it. Go to college. And they wave all them thousands of dollars in your face. Here, girl, you need money. Here, girl, you need money. I'm like, hell yeah, where I sign this shit is. Come on with that. That's a whole nother tax shit, bitch. And then school ends. Now I got a $300-$500 a month. Student loan repayment. So half of them didn't even finish the first semester. They just went long enough to get the check and then withdrew. And what you get out of that education? What? Did you get an education?
Check that last 15 minutes.
I was like, once you pay, go buy that little hoo ride or go pay some rent. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the mother father right here. When you go get that double up, or, you know what I mean? I'm going to go get this. When I get this, I'm going to buy me some pants. They don't know. Bro, I'm about to do that, bro. Bro. Broke. Broke. And see, here's where they fuck it up at. They be like, fuck them, I ain't tripping on that. I ain't gonna front. That's the same shit. That's the same shit I said about my traffic ticket. I think I was acting like a man or something. I was horrible, you know. Oh, the traffic ticket slowly broke out. Fuck him. Flipped it out the window. Boop, bye. Rolling back up. Then they took me to jail. They were like, you got, ma'am, you got about 50 motherfuckers. You got to go.
When it get real.
Oh, that's when it get real. You know, you owe. Because instead of understanding that, believe it or not, licenses are a privilege, especially for melanin people such as myself. See, we weren't taught that our color can get us pulled over. What would they say? Riding black on a Friday night can get you pulled over. That way, sir. Nobody understands that. So when I get pulled over and I got to go to jail, then I'm I didn't know. What you think he told me? Man, put your hands behind your back. Now you can't.
We know
everybody dang near with color know the routine. If it ain't happening to you, it's somebody you know.
Yeah. So that's what you always go just like this.
I assure you the chokehold won't be necessary. Just please don't put your knee in my back. Don't touch the face and my hair costs too much. I do whatever. Which one? But we, like I said, we don't educate our children, even to the police.
Right.
Let them know that you are a rolling victim. You are a target, if you will. There's certain, huh?
No matter how you put it,
you are a target. You have a target on your taillight. They back. You ride 4 feet, expect to get pulled over. We got to have rules. You can only ride 2 people in the car. 3, you cutting it close. 4, they're going to pull you over because out of them 4, somebody's a dirty, got a warrant, or something wrong. That's just how it is. It's not cute. It's not cute, but it's reality. You understand? It's reality. So we don't educate our people on the rules of the law. We don't educate our people of the rules of economics, the rules of finance, and even the rules of love. I hear our little girl, she was like 10, 11, times, I can't wait to get me a baby dad. What? What did you just say, ma'am? Little girl. So you telling me that you waiting on a baby, not a husband. Not, you know what I mean? You want it. You can't wait to get your baby dad.
Oh, what?
Right. I was devastated beyond, because why is this child not talking about Barbie and Ken?
Right.
Oh, how I love Jesus or school. They talking about baby dad. They had to get that from somewhere. Instead of educating your children about how it goes, first come love, then come marriage, then come your little bitty ass with a baby chair. First comes the baby, then come baby daddy drama, then come another baby. What happened to the marriage? Don't nobody even want to get married now.
So?
What?
I'm explaining. Like, this is what it is. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I explain like this. I get this all the time. Okay, all right. A teacher. About $28,000 of you.
Yes, sir.
That's before tax. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so I don't want to discredit anybody because I'm not discrediting anybody. I'm just giving you a fact and I'm giving you what the children are looking for. What's a little crazy rap that's going on now? What's that? Little Yachty.
All of Lil Young, Fly Boy, got some, fuck them. They all got the same name. Little or Young?
I'm going to come out with Lil 40 ounce.
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying?
Lil Pistol Starter.
They make 28,000, all right? Now, we should bring Lil Yachty here. How much you think Lil Yachty gets? Lil Yachty probably gets made 30 to 35,000.
If not more.
You're telling me, how can be a Lil Yachty?
I look like jump back, damn it, I'll bite.
He looks like what else? Red hair, half braid.
He looks like he got hot Cheetos coming out of his scalp.
Right. Funny looking dude from the project, or wherever he's based from, he's 30 to 35 down. So, you want me to go to school and be a teacher? I want to be a little guy. Because he gets 30 to 35,000 for show.
Absolutely.
They let that perception that, and this is another thing. Lil Yachty probably worked hard. Lil Yachty probably been doing his thing since he was probably about 6 or 7 years old. He got older and people started to know him. He worked hard for that. But they don't see that. They don't see that. They
see, perception becomes reality. You know, people perceive things for what they want them to be, but they don't know all the work that somebody put in the background, like you see it. They see what they're doing now. Watch me use crank that soldier boy. That got to be the crunchiest, corniest song on the fucking planet. But I'm going to tell you this. That boy did a lot of marketing on YouTube and blew up like B-Twitter. Blew up. Not knowing that dumb somebody put in work, but see, all you know is you see an idiot up there talking about that crank that soldier boy and doing the Superman that hoe. I don't say what you're no Superman. Come on, dude, ain't no Clark Kent in you. Stop it.
Oh, that's true. But that's all I'm saying. They don't see the work. They just see. Okay,
I think Lil Yachty. I ain't gonna lie.
I'll be honest.
When I was young,
Ice Cube, I wanted a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Ice Cube was like, that was like one of my first loves was Ice Cube. I wanted to be Ice Cube's girl because I knew you can't mess with my yo-yo. Yeah, I was gonna be the yo-yo. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I wanted all that.
My child went blind behind Chris Brown. He went blind, and my son, that guy was up here, blind.
Yeah, it's like, oh my Christ, don't
take
that perception. We went out there, we just looking on TV.
Another something that's messing up our people, love and hip hop and stuff like that. Because everybody thinks that everybody in Atlanta, everybody in Miami, and everybody in LA and New York all got the same body. They got big old titties, they be on their chin, they got the big old bodonka donks, they got its own area code. You know, and they dress like they coming going to the red carpet every day. That's one of my words, a stepanology. Stepping, that's not what's happening. That's not it. Go down to Atlanta, they just broke it your ass. Go to LA and they homeless and a motherfucker. Go down to Miami and there's more fucking foreigners than you can count. So now all them people you don't even see here or know. And matter of fact, when they ain't on the camera, they trying to make it because they ain't making but a certain amount of money. Don't let the smooth taste food. They not paying them bills, Dickie.
Yeah, they be saying that. Like, they be like, how much you make? Like, they go like behind the scenes. They be like, how much you make?
Like,
girl, I
had to
make something
$50,000. $50,000, absolutely. For that whole season, all you made was $50,000 to make a damn fool out of yourself. You sold your soul. You sold your soul.
Looking crazy.
That's what I'm saying, but perception becomes reality. If you go around here, like I was at work last week, look, a little young girl, cute little girl, talking about, I can't wait till we get these fat checks, Miss Stephanie, because I'm trying to buy me my car now. Usually I buy it out of my tax money. But this year, I'm going to get it out of my work money. So when I get my tax money, I'm going down to Atlanta and get me a booby.
Oh,
fine. Bill went flat behind that one. Really, little girl? Really? It's a cute story. It's a real cute story. Except I noticed that if you notice, Kay Michelle got her booty removed. She got lupus. Oh, Kay Michelle got her. She had it on TV on the Love & Hip Hop show. She showed herself going to the doctor. She acquired lupus. Her body was fighting itself because she had all that stuff in her butt. All that stuff, her body started fighting it. And then it started fighting her. And she was walking around with needles on her arm at the concerts and stuff. She got to go backstage and get some old medicine before she can come out. What's his name? Kanye, too. Yeezy. Kanye. Mom passed away with on one of the search. There's, if you go on YouTube and all of that, they just have, they got a show on TV on cable. For those of y'all who can afford it, I can't, but I still got it. I got it, but I can't afford it. I ain't gonna want that shit had. I got cable. Oh, no, I got cable. I pay Spectrum punk butt, and they treat me bad. But I watched a show on cable called Botched. Botched is about all the plastic surgeries gone wrong, and they got to now fix your body. They come in on outside of tea. I don't even got no boobs, so I don't even got to play that game. I don't got time. I'm too old to care. If I don't got them, I damn sure don't need them because apparently they're enough of what the hell I got going on. But they titty be one up, one down, one be over here in an armpit, one be in the navel, you know, shit like that. I don't get it. Well, your eyebrows damn near at your hairline because you done had too much Botox. You don't have no facial expressions no more. All kind of crazy shit going on. One man got the pick stains on his chest. He ended up getting some on his butt, and they got infected, and his booty was bigger than, what's his name, Big Booty Judy? He had a badonkadonk. How do you feel to have an infected ass as a man? Your ass swole like a bee, bitch. We have some goddamn booty injection. Everything takes for everybody. We got to take care of ourselves. Know your worth. Know your value. You have to take pride in self. Like me. I weigh 100 pounds soaking wet on a good day. I ain't got 5 foot tall yet. Nah, I gave up on trying on working on it. Don't be laughing. I see you got the interest. God damn, girl, stop laughing at me. But I worry about my health. I care about if I'm feeling bad, I'm going home. I overdress. I can layer, you know what I mean? I do all of that stuff because, but we really, you don't notice that shit until it's almost too late.
It's too late. Right.
You don't start wearing your scarf and your hat till after you got the COVID. When do you bundle up? After you sick?
That's what happens. That's what happens. When you got that little itch or something, when you pinch or...
When that little tingle in the back of your throat. Here it is. Got to clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. Go get you some medication. No, they wait till they be like it. Now you said you had a trachoma, bastard. You done fucked up the church money. You're done. Shut it down. You can't even talk to me. I can't take you serious. I can't take you serious. How you doing? Them germs is dangerous. Whatever you got, so the water can't wash off. You need Jesus or some medication. But we always wait till it's too late. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. How many folks is riding now, right now? Right now without health, without insurance?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Oh, pray, please.
Don't let nobody run. You don't see my hand. You don't see my hand.
I got my license.
Well, they took my L's on some funny. They took my L's on an old ticket from like in the 80s. I'm like, oh, you still got an old ticket. We're going to take your L's again. And, yeah, I said, I ain't
Bill Cosby?
Me and Bill
Cosby?
They Bill Cosby, yeah.
You say
from
the 80s?
Yes, they took it back to Run DMC days. I promise to God, that's when I was throwing tickets out the window. I had a daggone Chevette. Do they make Chevettes anymore? I had a Chevette.
They're trying to bring them back, but they'll make it up.
I had a cute little blue Chevette that I tossed into the master window. And to where they don't even make them kind of tickets no more. They don't even have the same price. They pulled it up. And now we're going to get the... you know what? I'm funny. They just wanted me. I had paid off some tickets, hundreds of dollars worth of tickets. Then they were like, all right, because them was all the ones I flew out the window. Now I'm grown, and now you got to pay, you know, pay that plus a reinstatement. Pay the reinstatement, they like, all right, we found enough tickets. You need to prove that you had insurance on that, or we're going to take your life. I was in high school. I was in high school when you wrote that ticket. The man who wrote, the officer who wrote the ticket, ain't even alive no more. And the officer is dead. Why am I saying the ticket? I think I want to go to court and then see if he show up. So the officer show up.
He show up.
He can get that money. Can he show up? He can get that money. If he show up, I'm leaving. Fuck everybody, I'm leaving. I don't give no money to Casper or no other ghost. Okay? I don't chase the ghost. I ain't with the ghost. Ghost can't get no money. Done deal. Okay? Shit. But that's like the dumb shit that we ignore. You ignore them tickets until you want to be grown.
Yeah. Until the real get real.
Let me tell you another thing where real get real. Them child support men. They don't want to pay child support. They motherfucker. She's my buddy. Get her hair done. Pay, do this, do that. Okay, that's a real cute story, but the judge don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Because when you got in the courtroom and he said, I'm going to put a lien on your car, I'm taking your L. Ain't no tax check. Baby mama gonna get it one way or another. Or I'm gonna lock you up until you figure out the shit. Why do we wait till the last minute to do the right thing? We never. You know what? It was tough for me to take all the paychecks and give it to somebody about a ticket from 30, 40 years ago. But you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Pay now or pay later. That's the whole principle. Either you're going to pay now and do the right thing, or pay later and have your life fucked up. Pay later.
Well,
this is the thing. Because, see, I know of a situation. I ain't going to say it to my son. Baby mama is a mother father. Only reason why I can't cuss out because that she gave me my first grandchild. But if I was on this mic, I had my choice words for her. But she is, I mean, he pays child support. spent like $400-$500 on this Christmas this year.
Good.
I mean, got iPhones, drones, except he's six, tablets, I mean, everything, paid child support and all that. Still can't see you, baby. Still can't do this. He's supposed to be able to claim the baby every other year on the tax. She ain't let him claim him in 6 years yet. The judge said you got to okay. The baby mama got to okay him to claim the tax. So she don't okay it. She knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You heard me?
Yeah, they ain't supposed to do that. They supposed to let see him at
least. That's all I'm trying to say. Then, to where he had to take her back to court, and the judge said, if you do this one more time, I'm going to have to hold you in contempt. You done kept him away from his child for like 3-4 years. And he's steady paying child support. Some things you can't avoid. Some things you can't avoid. If you know you fucking with a crazy girl, you probably just want to go on and let her go or vote up a condom. Don't believe that she can't get pregnant or she's on the pill or the shot. Before you go on and poke, go on rub and make sure she got that little birth control thing off in her arm. Ah, we good? Here, take this. You like you got a headache, take this pill. That's that plan B. With the next day shit. Whatever you got to do.
We can't do that, man.
Bill Cosby did it. Shit. Why can't you do it? Bill said Mickey did everybody's shit and got away with it for 30 fucking years. So if you can slide that pill in their mouth, that next day pill, fuck. What evidence you gonna have? Ain't no baby.
Miss Jack, I'm gonna tell you something about Bill Cosby. That was a lie. That's a lie about Bill Cosby.
Anybody lie?
No, he lied. They lied. Let's see what happens. And because they don't put this in the news. Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC twice.
Absolutely, he did.
That's why he did that. They don't want Jesus. They know this. I'm gonna get you straight up. They don't want Jesus to own NBC.
They don't want us to own a sports team. They don't want us to own anything. But here's the thing. When I was just, again, I'm speaking about the job. I was at work, and I noticed that most of my job, it's in Greenwood, don't get me wrong. It's in Greenwood. But you would think that there was more Caucasian there. Most of my job are Arab people and Africans. They are allowing them to make the money. We can't. They hire them as permanent, hire the blacks as temp. They don't want us to have the good job. They don't want us to have the good housing. I just saw in the news about a week or so ago where they said the value of a home in the black community, a homeowner's home, has, if you put it in a white neighborhood, it would have the value of the white neighborhood. Being in the black neighborhood, it instantly, they lessen the value of your home. So a lot of times you start out on the wrong side, out the gates, you buy a $200,000 house, but they say, oh, you're over in Brightwood, you're in Hallville, you're on 40th Street, you're on Post Road. Yo, a $200,000 house ain't worth but $80,000.
That's true. Because they're the demographics.
Demographics. Absolutely right. Location, location, location.
Right.
But we don't.
That is, okay.
Even right now.
Okay,
go ahead, Fiora.
Okay, we stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is how we stop all of it. We need to empower ourselves. People need to stop. What the heck is my fault?
Yeah.
We need to stop worrying about jobs. And we just need to empower ourselves and we need to be entrepreneurs. I know a lot of people don't like James Dash, but James Dash speaks a lot about that. And he's always spoke about that. He spoke about, like, why you working with somebody else. And they're like, how do we do this? Do whatever you like. If you sell a shirt, buy a shirt for $5, sell it for $10. repeat the process. It takes time, you know, to do that and actually be an entrepreneur for yourself. Now, when you get on top of it, when you get, you employ or you empower other people. You know what I'm saying? That's around.
Pay it forward. Pay it forward.
And it takes time,
so
it's a slow thing.
But you know, I feel for my people in that aspect. And it's because, I go and buy my makeup, my wig, whatever. Am I going to a black shop?
No.
What is it called? Is it everybody? The Chinese shop? They own the black community, the women's hair and nails. You go to the gas station. Is it owned by a black person? It might have an African working there that works for the Arabs.
Right.
The, you know, the little taco trucks and shit that took over, especially the West Side.
I know.
I mean, domination. By people who weren't even born in this country, that ain't been here, some of them more than 2-3 years, yet they are able to acquire the wealth. Now, they got a little loophole, but we so busy trying to fuck something or fuck something up that we getting fucked up. We're fucking ourselves. No Vaseline, no money on the nightstand, you don't get kids fired. Ain't no call, I don't want your number. Real life. I'm just telling you what God loves. No phone call, I don't want to know your name, nothing. But that's how we, you know, we don't. We just don't make sense. We screw ourselves. We fuck ourselves out a whole lot of shit. Mainly because we don't make plans. We are such a spontaneous people. You know, I got my paycheck. What do I got to do? Shit, this shit money burning all over my pocket. I'm about to go shopping. I'm hitting the club. I don't even know who's going to know how I'm balling. Ball out. I'm tripping. I'm tricking. Ain't tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it. Next thing you're at the table buying $150 bottles that cost you $30 at the liquor store. You paying some stripper rent and you ain't even got no money. You might be living with somebody paying the stripper rent because you got to go and you going to make it rain. Well, only thing about making it rain is this tsunami in at your crib. Ain't you sleeping on the floor, on the couch, at your auntie's house?
Yeah.
We burn our own money. We burn ourselves. And then we can't get, why? You know, I was starting to wonder. I had to ask the Lord. I said, I ain't questioning you the whole time I was down here. But if I make it up there, I'm just curious. How come black folk can't get along enough to do what all the other races in the world do? You'll see 5 Hispanic people. They all ride there, look like a clown car. They get out of Ford Focus, 10 deep. Lunchtime, they all break out their lunch together. You'll see one of them got the wraps, one of them got some chicken, one got some hamburgers, one brought the tomatoes, lettuce, and cilantro, and sour cream, and they all get together, eat lunch together. They don't care about designers and stuff. You be like, damn, they look poor, they don't speak English. Catch their ass a year from now. Catch them a year from now. All of them driving a big body something, got their own home, and dressing better than you, looking at you like, look at this broke-ass motherfucker. Looking at you crazy. And you still like, man, who the hell did? Man, so-and-so won. Shut your Julio Juan ass up. Your name is Juan, too. Duh, Juan. How come Durwan duh couldn't do? No, I'm just telling you.
You got me on me crying laughing, man. It's true.
Real life.
True, man.
All we got to do is shut the fuck up and go to work. Why is that so hard for us as a people? Why can't we shut up? You know, I can't stand this bitch. I can't. That bitch say one thing to me today, I swear to God, I'm going to lose my job. You work at the drive-thru, bitch. Calm down. You asking, can I take your order? Do you like supersize your fries? Don't nobody care if you take that fucking shirt off. Consuela, have your job. Soon you take it off. This shirt fit me. Gracias.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your support, dummy. You can learn a lot from a dummy. Real life, you can learn a lot from a dummy.
Yeah.
But we don't pay attention to what's going on around us. We so focused, like I said, we are so narrow-minded. As a people, we are very narrow-minded. Sex, drugs, and money dominates a lot of our people. You so busy trying to find out who he having sex with and how many girlfriends he got. If you got to count that many, you don't need him.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. Oh.
But no, they're into sharing now.
Yeah, it's okay now. That's cool.
Sex done become so distorted that it dominates our minds. People make money just so they can go spend it to go fuck them. I know a whole bunch of girls that get paid. I got to go and get him this. I'm going to get his hair cut, and then we're going to do this, and then I'm going to buy us a room. And then desperation. It's the desperation of our women.
Yeah.
Well, it's your fault.
Yeah, hey, I was just about to say that. It's your fault, man.
Well, see, that's the thing. A man, I feel like a man should be a man. What is a man's role? To be a protector and a provider. That's what a man is. But you got to let a dog be a dog. A man going to be a man, and that's who you want to be with. Let a hoe be a hoe. That's who y'all, that's who they fuck with. There's a difference. Real men do real shit, but you gotta let a hoe. You can't make a H-O-E, a H-O-U-S-E. Ain't no us in there.
Hey, that's dope. Put that spell it like crack.
I ain't gonna remember it when the show go off. But that means that's what be on my mind, though, real life. You can't.
Right.
Male or female.
Right.
Nope. But we try so hard, we willing to sell. We sell our souls. We sell our souls.
On the lowest level, though. People call it down. Call it down a little. Tell them they say, I'm getting.
Oh, let me tell you, my grandson is five. He just turned five a couple weeks ago. We get out at the gas station. He get out. He said, go breaking out some dance. I'm getting money. Who need to fill up at the gas station? I'm doing fill up. If you don't get in that motherfucking car seat, I'm going to stab you with a whiskey spoon. He get it from his mama. I'm going to tell you what God loves. He got it from his mom.
Oh.
But here's the thing. That's not cute. It's funny, but it ain't cute.
It's funny if it ain't true,
you know? But when your baby gets to singing, bend it over, you know, back that thing or back that ass up. Wait a minute.
Huh?
I'm not, don't be telling me, Nanny, back that ass up. Woo! That's not what you ever seen. In, I promise, in the name of Jesus, I'm beating shit out of you.
Yeah, we did that for
Big Mama.
We?
Yeah.
Big
Mama gone.
Big Mama
ain't but 35. She Big Mama. Big Mama is at the Big Mama got and went on out and sent her money on a pink outfit, a pair of Uggs, and she gonna be at the club before 11. Her and her bitch.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be one day. One day. I pray.
I'm gonna have to pray over that one because I believe our separation is so far gone. It's like a relationship that can't come back. You know, there's too much water under the bridge. Too much shit has gone on to where we'll never be able to trust one another. In order to do business with one another, you have to trust that person. And I don't trust nobody as far as I can throw them. I ain't trying to pick nobody up. You can't, but if you notice, they'll go into business, it'll be Lopez and painting company, it'll be 30 of them motherfuckers jump out of the truck.
Yeah.
You can't get three black folks to work for one black man without them cussing them out, going off, quitting, or saying it's bullshit, blah, blah, blah. They will take that $8 an hour or whatever they pay them, and they'll move like the wind. Cousin get to work, you know what? I didn't even come to this motherfucker to work, bitch. First of all, you know, and then you done walked off. I do this shit all the time. I ain't going to front this. I know where it goes. I'll be like, they don't pay me enough for this motherfucker to work. I'm going to the bathroom for like 30 minutes. I'm going outside to smoke for about an hour. Start disappearing. Then you wonder when you come back, you ain't got no goddamn job.
We gotta
use your mind and not your mouth.
Yeah.
Unless you got a mouthpiece, ain't no good.
That's what you gotta think about. Okay, so what? If I work paid out today, $8 an hour, okay, all right. I'm gonna come home for a little bit.
But you gotta do what you gotta do. Real life.
I gotta do this right. I gotta catch the bus for club. It's fine. Cool. Save that money. You know what I'm saying? Keep it jelly. You know, keep a little piece down with
something. Shit. You gonna eat a ramen sandwich or something? You gonna eat some ramen sometime? You might have to go to bed on some peanut butter crackers. But you know what? Patience is a virtue, and that's what we don't have. We want the dope money. Dope man, dope money fucked up all the patients we ever had. Because dope money comes so fast. That you know, that hustle money. I ain't gonna just say dope. Hustle money comes sometimes fast. And that we don't have patience because we hungry right now. I can't wait on it. I ain't my mama. They go to work, do this. What they, my daughter don't say, mama, I make more in a day than we make in a week. And I said, but when the police come and get, then what you got? Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Yeah.
Mind over matter. It don't matter if you're not using your mind. Because the felonious shit is just that. And they don't mind locking us the fuck up and making examples out of us. We are the examples in jail. But we're not the examples on the street.
Right.
If we were living an example, our kids wouldn't be as fucked up as they are now. Kids wouldn't be killing each other. Kids would be in school trying to find a way or just trying to get live their best life. And by the way, living your best life don't mean getting drunk, getting high, and doing all the dumb shit in the world. Can you cry and say, I'm paying a mortgage, a car, I'm paying off my car, I paid my car off, my 401k is good. Whatever, that's living your best life. You make preparations for tomorrow.
I know, man.
Lil Duval,
he said, I've been living my best life.
Lil Duval
been working and grinding for years.
Lil Duval been around since Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, he's been around since like early 2000. Real way.
I think he was in the 90s. He was there in the 90s. That comedy jam. He was there in the 90s.
Right.
But he, you know, they don't understand about living your best life.
Yeah.
That don't mean you get down buying new cars and, like I said, smoking the best Chiba, drinking the best liquor. That's not living your best life. That's tricking off your money, big dummy. That's not living your best life. It ain't tricking if you got it, but I ain't never seen Bill Gates tricking.
And every time I see Bill Gates,
he's
got a Walmart shirt on.
He is so dressed watered down. He's so watered down. You know why? Because he got a higher purpose. He's not tripping on no damn shirt. We so needy of having Pelly on our back for $1,000. He went to Walmart and got a $30 jacket and kept that other $970 and invested it.
And made
$9,700 still wearing that $30 coat.
Right. It's a lot of, they just don't know. I think the people that just don't know what the people go through, like I was saying earlier, like they crashed, they did. Like my brother, shout out to my brother, a couple of my brother John and Rob. They do real well what they do now, but they went through the mud. Shout out to Tragic too, Tragic. You know what I'm saying? Tragic said he had been grinding. He was on the news and he said, "Man, I've been grinding for 15 years plus. Nothing. Not one half.
Yeah, I've been doing Tragic for a while.
Yeah, me too.
He's been doing it for years.
For the longest time, ain't get nothing." My boy, my big homie Chuck do the same thing. But grinding for years and just now people start to, you know what I'm saying, notice and mess with them like that. It takes time. It takes so much time.
Cool, Chuck, you wear clothes?
Yes.
I was joking. That's my homie, though. I was like, is he talking about Chuck, you wear clothes?
Yeah.
Real life. Real life.
It's the bottom.
You have to be humble and put in the work. It's just that simple. It is.
It takes time. It takes so much time and hard work. Colonel Sanders, 72. 72 years old, sorry, Kathy. It takes time.
It has to be the right time, too. It ain't just taking time. But the thing is, when luck is when preparedness and opportunity meet. Opportunity catch you. Hey, I got the sweet lick. If you ain't ready, got the money, got or education, mind right, whatever, that lick ain't for you. You done fucked up. You done fucked up the whole church money. You're done. But we, like I said, we move on spontaneity, on emotion. And therefore, we often lose because we make bad decisions. You didn't use your mind. You used a feeling or a temporary want versus a need. You don't prioritize. So with that being said, you can't be happy. Because oftentimes you find yourself, man, I don't know. I fucked that money up and shit. Now I got my rent money. I got this weed now. I got to go through a couple of them. You got a couple 20s, what you going to do for them 20s? Now you got to go suck Peter, Paul, and James to pay this $70 light bill in your Section 8 house.
Yeah, I know. We all are very guilty of it, man. Gotta
think before you blink, think before you wink, just think. Has a foreign car, the oil change starts at 500. Right hand side.
Okay, look at that.
The foreign car.
I know.
500.
That's what I'm saying. We got to think about the long run. Okay, right now, I work at McDonald's. I'm eating double cheeseburger with fries. There's no way I'm getting this business right now. Okay? All right. Let me figure. Okay, let me write something down. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So right now, look at it.
Make a plan. Make a plan. I'm gonna take $50 out of every paycheck.
Yeah.
You get paid twice a month, sometimes three. That's $100 a month. In 10 years, that $120, let me say, 100 times 12 is what? 1,200. In 10 years, in 12 years, that's 12,000. Now you go buy you one case. It may not be the one you wanted. You know, you might have to accept, or the way I do it, at your wage. Not your age, at your wage.
That's one.
At your wage.
That is one. That's right. Oh, I gotta write that down in my book.
At your wage. Because there's a lot of women out here that are working at the drive-thru and expect their man to take them when they get off smelling like pickles and onions in the fry machine. But you want this man who, you know, or the man that you want him to now take you to Red Lobster. You can't even afford to buy your own self something that you expect somebody else to buy for you. Or you expect that dude that's shaking the fries next to you to do it. He ain't gonna be able to do it either, sister.
Shaking the fries,
come on, and next week I'll move up to the register. That's when the big bucks show up. In 10 years, I'll be assistant manager. Five, I'll be team lead.
You gotta make a play, get out of there, man. For real, you do. You gotta write it down. You know what Red Man said something that was so dope. You don't see yourself on his damn phone, get the fuck out of there.
Ooh.
That's what he said. I said, oh, man. Boy, y'all be sitting on my eyes, man.
If you can't boss up, then get out. Because you're either gonna build somebody else's kingdom and dynasty and destiny, or you're going to work on your own.
Right.
And that's where entrepreneurship come in. You might have to work a 9-to-5, and after that 9-to-5, you work on your own entrepreneurship so that you can invest from the 9-to-5 into your shit. Eventually, you now don't have to go to that 9-to-5 if you put in the work.
Put in the work. People like, right. The dude from Fubu said that. He said, I was working at Red Lobster. Like he said, I don't know why people say quit the 9-to-5 because the money from Red Lobster
paying it
for my son.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That makes a lot of sense. They were throwing it.
Sometimes we have to think about what if that business don't work. All businesses don't make it. Just like all rappers don't make it. All basketball or sports people don't make it. They're one in a million. But entrepreneurship is not quite like that. But it takes work and money and a plan. But
you gotta have a plan.
Oh, you would think that the folks would have a plan after all the time. You know, I think should have a plan. Somebody sitting up in the joint. You ain't got nothing better to do. You better have a hell of a plan when you get out.
There we go. Doing your thing.
Go ahead. It's a lot of what?
It's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, that sit that beat, like sit down in the joint. I know I got a couple parts that like to get out recently. And they just learn a lot, you know what I'm saying? They sit down, they roll. And they just gained a lot of knowledge. They could come out and had a plan, and they had their mind on saying. Most of them, two or three of them I know that they got out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. It's how you apply yourself in business, in finance, in love, period. It's how you apply yourself that makes people successful or a failure. You get an average Joe that worked their ass off and be the best business owner in the world. You get a smart motherfucker with all the knowledge. Business fails in the first few days because they're doing too much.
Right.
You don't put in no work. You just, I assume that I guess I can do this, I can do that. No, you need a real life plan, a short term and long term plan.
Right.
But we don't seem to figure that out until it's too late. And it's okay because unless it ain't too late until you took that last breath.
Right.
So,
right.
Never say never. Never say never. And I'm going to go here. Huh?
You mean down to the last? That light bulb is called. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do this.
And come and be all the way back, just like that. All the way back. You never know. Like I said, if you apply yourself, things will go your way. But if you don't, you know, the only person who loses is somebody who don't try. You're guaranteed loss if you don't try. So, my people, I hope y'all listen to me and James' conversation. Because the new year is coming. This is our last show in November at this studio. We are moving further east, God help me. Post Row, here we come. We're going to the fort. So we will be further east. So I hope you guys continue to be with New Beat Radio and the LLBP Radio Show. I hope y'all have a safe and happy New Year. And to all those that, like I said, have lost somebody in the struggle, I pray for you. For those that are incarcerated, keep your head up. And to those going out this weekend, dress warm, watch the stray bullets. Sad to say. And watch for people coming to pick your pocket. Because there's a lot of thieves going on around lately. And while you're celebrating drunk, people think you're stupid and sleep. So, ladies, watch them high heels, because the minute you fall, you're going to fall on some man that's going to take you home. I'm going to give you advice. Watch your liquor. Watch them, what you call them things that the police pull everybody over, the speed traps and stuff, the drunk pullovers, they'll be out too. I hope to see you guys next Wednesday, right after the new year. And we're going to kiss 2018 goodbye. They can have 2018. This was a hellacious damn year. On to the next one. On to the next one. I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
That's all I want to hear. So with that being said, I'm going to go out and wrap the show up. I'm getting kind of cold. I think they serve the heat down or something. I don't know. But I'm sleeveless. Good. But I'm sleeveless. And I ain't with shit. So I'm about to take my shiver me timbers ass home. And I hope you guys, oh, let me say this first. First and foremost, I'd like to give a shout out to the Lord above, who makes all things possible and from whom all blessings flow. To my mom and my dad, may you both rest in peace. To the owner of New Beat Radio, DJ Mo Hype. Woo-hoo! Good looking. To Mr. Nelson, thank you for keeping us entertained. I appreciate your comments. You're going to come on up here. Holler at your girl.
Whenever you're ready.
Get at me. Be on the first show of the new year.
Yeah, I need to. You know what? Yeah, I need to. We'll put that together.
Hit me on the box.
Okay.
And to each and every one of you individually or collectively that tuned in, I appreciate all you guys that saw the show or that tuned in to show support. Sharing is caring. Take a minute. Hit the share button. You know, share it on your page, share it wherever, but let somebody know about the LLPP Radio Show. I thank everybody for being here tonight. God bless you. Be safe.